Crowding into mosques for Friday worship is a touchstone of life for Muslims around the world. But this moment is unprecedented. For the first time in Muslim history, communities ranging from Kenya to Saudi Arabia, from Britain to Kuwait, have shuttered or curtailed access to mosques. Not so in Pakistan, where clerics are defiant. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Islamabad.
Men walk into the mosque for Friday prayers in this Islamabad suburb. They're dressed in their nicest clothes. The ground floor is packed. Others clamber up a spiral staircase to find space upstairs. The preacher's begun his sermon. Pakistan's taken a piecemeal approach to the coronavirus pandemic. In some provinces, shops are closed. In others, big gatherings are banned. There's a shortage of protective gear for health workers. And doctors warn this pandemic will overwhelm this largely poor country of 220 million people. The clerics here say the mosques will stay open. Shutting them down would invite God's anger at a time when they need his mercy. Saleh Muhammad arrives on his motorbike. He's here to find solace, and in a mosque, his prayers will be heard.
We are coming here because God says, when you are in trouble, come to me, I will help you out. So
Sadiq Butt is a retired civil servant, and he says things just can't be that bad. He says if the pandemic was serious, the government would have shut down all the mosques. But mosques belonging to Pakistan's Shiite minority are closing. They're heeding the call of prominent Shiite clerics. And leading Pakistanis, including the president, are urging people to stay home. But critics say the government fears angering powerful religious groups, so they won't enforce a ban. Those groups partly rely on mosque donations for funds. As we report, a woman walks up to us.
I was just passing through and I saw you. So I just came over here to know what's going on over here.
Fatima Miraj says the mosques have to stay open, but with precautions.
You are not buying the food from markets? Will you stop that? No. If we cannot stop eating, if we cannot stop drinking water, so how can we stop going to the mosques?
She says this is a religious country, and here an act of faith is as essential as drinking water. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.